Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the second hour. We're taking your calls for the next 30 minutes. Dr. Leonard Horowitz joins us for a full hour with massive breaking news. And I've got some really bad news for you, but also interesting news that it's out. Jason Burmes 2 weeks ago showed me the health care bill. I didn't go check the U.S. code. The way it read was these class 2 implantable devices like RFID. I didn't go look at the code that it linked to because I was too busy. But now it's come out on thestreetinsider.com that Jason was correct. I mean, I wasn't saying he was wrong. It's one of the hundreds of things a week I see that are huge that I don't even alert on. I'm like a bird dog that has hundreds of quail flying up in front of it, so many targets that I can't even keep track of it or point. I'm constantly pointing. For those that don't know about bird hunting, a dog points. He puts one leg up and straightens out and points where the birds are at. I'm like a baseball player, a hitter, in a batting cage, and they got 15 batting machines, 15 pitching machines set up shooting balls at me so fast I can't even keep track of them. But here it is, VeriChip granted exclusive license for patients' use in virus triaged detection system and H1N1 virus. That means implantable chips to prove you've had the shot or you haven't had the shot, and they will triage you, deciding they're not going to treat you. That's what triage means. It means they'll decide who to treat and not to treat, who to let die, who to not let die, who to lock up in a room to die. This is off the charts. Again, these people are out of control. Do you understand the people that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao are now in control? They fund communism, fascism, socialism. I'm going to cover this more in the next segment. Let's go to another phone call. Joe in PA, you're on the air.
Hey, it looks like I just had another bowl coming at you about 90 miles an hour here. I'm in Pittsburgh here, and we're just a few days from the G20 summit, and as promised by our local NBC affiliate a couple weeks ago, there are active-duty military on the streets in downtown.
Yes, and I saw that in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We need to get somebody on the next few days from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette or any other paper or any blog. They admit special police powers issued, regular Homeland Security Brigade troops, and anytime there's a Fortune 500, G20, G8 presidential meeting, they now use that as a federalization drill. So the locals stand down and let the feds take over. They're using the flu as a cover drill. All of this, just like Delta Force admitted in the late 90s, early 2000s, all their urban warfare drills were done to acclimate the locals. So tell me about the troops. What'd you see?
Well, we have camoed out military Humvees parked in different areas downtown. There are these white vans. Some of them are budget rent-a-vans, but in the back,
Army intelligence, yeah.
Yeah, you see the National Guard in their full gear sitting in the back. Other places you see them standing outside. There are cops wearing all black.
Not for terrorists. This is for the American people, and Brigade Homeland admits that.
We have Apache helicopters hovering right over the buildings downtown. There was a C-130 that I saw fly by about an hour ago.
Do you have a video camera? Can you put it on YouTube?
Yes, we're on that. We have troops walking around with the canines through the outskirts of the city. We are in the process of videotaping.
You are under martial law. We're all under martial law. They're now acclimating the slaves for the total grid. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. The average moron sucking their thumb watching sports has no idea their water's being poisoned. They're openly announcing eugenics to kill the old people in Newsweek. Hell is being incrementally released. so the public becomes acclimated and accepts it. Stay there, Joe. Continue your report on the other side. Infowars.com. Global Transmission.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is launching economic implosions worldwide, consolidate power vertically, vertical integration. They are using the flu pandemic as a global pretext under World Health Organization, UN rules, to bring every major nation under UN control. Domestically, the federal government is ordering police to take blood without warrants at checkpoints. They have announced for the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania G20, as the 20 banking heads of the world meet for open martial law, total police state, free speech zones, locking down where you can protest. And yes, we've confirmed regular army is on the streets there. Calling into the show, Joe in Pennsylvania, I was interrupting you in the last segment. Give me a report on what you're seeing, what the local news is saying.
News is pretty mum on the subject, except for a couple of reports in the last couple of weeks.
Speak up for me.
They said initially that there was going to be a shortage of police officers, so the governor and the mayor put out a call to other departments to supplement our 900 officers here in Pittsburgh. And now they're saying that they have 4,000 confirmed officers, and initially they would have the National Guard on call. at the governor's beck and call if we needed them. And initially it was supposed to be 1,500 troops on call, and that has changed to 2,000 troops, which are here.
And see, I should be in Pittsburgh filming all of that, and I don't have the funds or the personnel. But I'm. When does it officially start?
Thursday and Friday, 24th and 25th.
Let's just do this now. Will you call Rob Doohan here, please? I'm going to have to. I'm finishing in the next 2 days, Fall of the Republic, and I think I'm going to send a crew up there. But it's coming to all the towns and cities, and it was the same thing in Schenectady, New York. A month and a half ago, the city council announced they have a shortage of police, so, quote, they want martial law and the army there. And it turns out that we found a bunch of, quote, mayors, part of the special council of mayors that supports Obama. They're all calling for troops to be put in their cities, quote, for police shortages. And then in Arkansas, they're announcing all these different towns have daytime curfews and checkpoints, stop and search everyone. This is just total hell being released. Let's turn Dew's mic on. Rob, again, something else on the radar. I saw last week a few blurbs about National Guard and regular Army under NORTHCOM. Joe in PA was saying 2,000 troops are now on the streets all over the city with police dogs and helicopters. Do you, because you've now done a great job on Fall of the Republic with editing and capturing and logging video, do you want to be dispatched? We'd send Craig, but he's got a wisdom tooth issue. Do you want to go with Douglas? Do you want to be part of the rebel probe droid and be fired to Pennsylvania?
We can do that. That's actually, I lived there for 10 years, so I know that area. I lived outside of Pittsburgh, so I know that area pretty well.
Okay, it starts Thursday. How about, and it's a two-day meeting, correct, Joe?
Yes, sir.
So it runs Thursday, Friday, and then they have private meetings on Saturday. The real meetings will go on Saturday. They'll have a public event, and they're going to have a closed one Saturday if they follow their criminal paradigm, their criminal MO, modus operandi. Then I'm going to go ahead. Let's send you Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And then let's have you come back Saturday night. Is your wife game for that?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
Get the tickets.
Okay.
Launch operation to go get the video of this. And no doubt you're going to see military searching citizens. Stay back within 50 yards of them. But at the same time, well, you know this, but we're doing this for everybody else listening, what I've learned over the years. Not that I'm some expert. Well, I guess I kind of am an expert at dealing with the military domestically. Just act like I like the Hawaiian shirts. That's a good camo for the info war. Just bumble about. And if they come over, just act completely stupid and vacant. And literally just image McDonald's and pro football in your mind. Transmit that at a psychic level if the troops come over. And, of course, you know what else to do. Like I said, don't split up.
Right.
And just get out there and get the operation going. Get all the video you can, my friend. This is going to be amazing. But hit the ground. In fact, maybe you should even leave Tuesday night because perhaps you should hook up with Joe. Joe, where are the main areas that you physically are seeing the Humvees and the police dogs and the searching?
Well, it's in the downtown area, which is very compact, and it's in the shape of a triangle surrounded by rivers. So they have it pretty well cordoned off, or they will, for the summit.
And recap what you've seen.
We've seen both regular Apache helicopters in the camouflage colors. We've seen black helicopters, C-130s. There are military sitting in vans all around the city, these white vans. There are police and military walking together with the German Shepherd dogs barking at everybody.
Total acclamation.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're merging the police and military right in front of everybody. We probably need to get your name and number just so we have a liaison there, Joe, or so we can hook up with you, and maybe if you've got some good footage, you might want to share that with us. But regardless, this is very important. Obviously, stay out of the protest. You're with Free Speech Systems, Channel 10 Austin, where we do the show. And we've got some old InfoWars press passes. Not that you need them to be on the street, but just you're there covering this for TV news, which we are. And may the force be with you, dude.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night, I guess. We'll be taking off.
Yep. Anything else you need to add, Joe?
Well, we did just start a We Are Change Pittsburgh chapter last week, and we've already got members from Ohio and, I believe, Minnesota, as well as Luke Radowski. You're supposed to hook up with us to go down there.
Remember the drill in Iowa 6 months ago? We had the colonel on where they were doing gun confiscation drills door-to-door, practicing locking down Arcadia. I mean, this is really happening. That's why everybody instinctively is out buying record amounts of firearms for the last 12 months straight. Because people know, folks, and I can't believe Northcom's going to try this, but they're just slowly acclimating. It's mainly to brainwash the troops and police that working together is normal. Okay, Joe, we're going to get your name and number right now. Is there a We Are Change chapter website you want to give us in Pennsylvania?
WeAreChange.org/Pittsburgh.
All right, brother, take care. We'll get your name and number right now. John Harmon, please get that. Dude, what do you think about this mission?
I'm ready. This is going to be a big one, I think. I think they're going to openly announce the new currency.
Well, you're going to get best footage, say, going in a Subway shop, sitting there eating a sandwich while the troops go by.
Right, right.
And just remember, you've done nothing wrong, because in the psychological system, when you submit and grovel, I know you're not going to do this, it's almost like it's an affirmation that their oppression is good. So when the troops walk over, as I had happened in New York, that's in Endgame, they run over with sidearms and scream, turn that effing camera off. And I said, no, this is America. I'll do what I want. Now, I don't suggest you do that, getting in the guy's face, and then his officers come over and they drug him away, and they got in white vans and drove off angrily. I don't suggest you do that. I just got really mad when the guy came from like 20 feet away screaming at me. And they come up and just say, First Amendment, sir, what's wrong, bro? We're just here covering this for the news, covering the G20. I mean, it's a balance. It's a tightrope. Because if you were to submit, they may start beating you, shooting you. I mean, literally, the police may come over, taser you. When you're on your back, they'll bend down, stick a .45 in your back, pump rounds into you, and say a terrorist was killed. We're seeing these reports every few days where people run from the police, and they just kill you now. The Chicago police announced 3 months ago they're doing that. So I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you that you're looking forward to this.
Well, now that you've said that, now I'm good. I'm good to go.
Well, no, I'm letting you know the potential, because it's right. Like an attack dog. What happens if you run from a pit bull?
Right, they smell fear and they come after you.
But at the same time, I tend to scream in their face,
right?
And that really backs them off. But it doesn't work if it isn't real. I'm genuinely mad that troops are urinating all over the Constitution and my family when they get in my face on the streets of America like punk thug pieces of trash, pieces of garbage, enemy Soviet, communist, Nazi forces. But I don't suggest you do that. Just the calm, nice, I think you're going to do great. I mean, literally, it's 5% chance they'll arrest you or beat you up. I just up front want you to know the mission you're accepting.
I'll use some of that surfer's in on them. We'll turn it back on them. Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm not too worried. But I'll get good footage, I think.
Is that a Point Blank analogy? Was that?
No. That was something that you said to me one time.
What did I say?
You said something about the surf. You know, it's not always Zen and surf and you know. I don't know. I guess I give off that allure, so I'll just use that against them.
That's good, yeah.
I'll be calm, cool, and collected. And I know Pittsburgh, so I can throw in a Pittsburgh accent if I need to. These guys want to go down to the sub shop? Get
you enemy of America!
All right, I'm going to go book these tickets.
All right, but listen, John Harmon, did you get his name and number, Joe's, to give it to Duke?
Yeah, I am John. I am you, John, right?
Oh, man, I wish the mindless public was aware of what's going on. It's like the Twilight Zone. I mean, you've got all these idiots out there who have no idea what's coming down on them. They have no idea what's going on. I mean, this country has been completely bankrupted by design. $23.7 trillion in the last 10, 11 months. We haven't got new numbers the last 2 months. So it's more than $23.7 trillion, but we'll just use the last number. $23.7 trillion is gone. They're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes out in the open. This is not a drill. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is it. And they are just going to continue to ratchet things up. They have decided to go with a hot new world order. They decided to pull out every stage crisis, every false flag. and God help us. And I want the military and police to know you are destroying your own future participating in this. You're being brainwashed, along with the public, to go along with the next big takeover.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
You've just passed over into the New World Order police state control grid zone. Everywhere you're being trained to go under military control. They're openly announcing 379,000 troops to oppress you and your family. Warrantless blood checkpoints. just hellish control being released. $15 million fines for garage sales if you're selling any recalled products. Don't even know you are. Newspapers and magazines are promoting one-child policy and killing old people, like Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. Yeah, we've crossed over into the tyranny zone. And they're testing us. They're pushing us. They take two steps, we push them back a step. They take three steps, we push them back two steps. They take 10 steps, we push them back five steps. They take 20 steps, we push them back 14 steps. They take 100 steps, we push them back 35 steps. They take 1,000 steps, we push them back 600 steps. They are winning, but each time we're pushing them back more than we did before. And as soon as we realize we can win the fight, it's over. Every phone call to Chertoff on C-SPAN, every phone call, saying 9/11's an inside job. Military veterans calling in, knowing about Able Danger, knowing about the commission members saying it's a fraud. Their takeover, their stage terror is collapsing. And so they, like a bully, are going to gut up and move that much harder. And the average military that's going to be out there are just ignorant, just like the American people. They're not bad folks. The police aren't bad, but they're ignorant and stupid and dumbed down just like everybody else. They're in a trance. They're mesmerized. They're hypnotized. The average person watches 4.5 hours of TV. The average young person, over 5 hours of TV, 2 hours of video games. Completely plugged into the Matrix. They're in an alpha state. They are mesmerized scientifically. I mean, it shows it on the meters. It shows it when they do the brainwave studies. So the public is believing TV is the real world and entertainment and everything's fine. Everything is Coors Light commercials and bikini girls and Dancing with the Stars. It isn't. All around us in the real world, hardcore, vicious tyranny is being set up. And I'll say it again. 99.9% of us are in the same boat. If you're an FBI agent, if you're a military person, if you're a cop, if you're a government bureaucrat, you are going to lose your standard of living. You're having your water poisoned. Please look into eugenics. Please, 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 please. I told you all this was coming, and now it's intensifying. It's real. I wish I was wrong. I wish the New World Order wasn't real. I wish the global system wasn't coming down on us. So much is happening, so much is going on, so much is developing, so much is unfolding. And coming up is Dr. Horowitz. And I'm in the process of hiring more cameramen, more web people. We've hired another video editor. He's doing a great job, Mike. We're trying to beef up here in the face of this. That's why the show gets so intense and so focused. I don't even plug what funds this operation. The powerful documentary films, 24 of them I've made. The latest, The Obama Deception. All the other great videos I consult on and am in, like Camp FEMA, now shipping out, showing the whole Homeland Security martial law plan, the takeover grid, the FEMA camps, the bills, the documents, the video. I consulted on the film. I'm one of the main people featured in it. It's available right now at InfoWars.com. Or you can call toll-free to get Camp FEMA, 888-253-3139. And when you get Camp FEMA, you can get The Obama Deception with it at half price. Got some other deals where you can get The Obama Deception as low as $5.95 at InfoWars.com. Or call and ask about the combo. You can call and ask questions or order over the phone, 888-201. Well, that's the call-in number here on the weekend, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones at InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. If you just want to make a donation to us, you can also just mail us a $10, $100, whatever you feel like you need to give towards the fight. InfoWars.com, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can watch the live TV show. That's 15 cents a day and funds a large part of our operation. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going live in the next segment with Dr. Lynn Horowitz at PrisonPlanet.tv for the last 2.5 hours of this worldwide radio transmission. But please think about us and support us. I want to thank all of you that have supported us. You've made all this possible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for the next hour, we are joined by Dr. Lynn Horowitz, Harvard-educated. And I have his detailed, lengthy affidavit linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, TheFluScam.com, his website. Affidavit of Leonard G. Horowitz. He's filed this with the FBI. Now, he's only done this one other time that I know of. Months before 9/11, and then right after 9/11, he came out and he said they're going to launch an anthrax attack through the mail because he noticed that they'd done a congressional study of mailing weaponized anthrax through the mail in the year before 9/11. He had some other pieces of evidence. He filed that in his affidavit. They ignored it for 6 months. Then it was in the news that they showed up at his house saying he was a suspect because how could he know this was going to happen through the mail? And, of course, no laboratories, no nothing, no proof. Later they tried to pin it on a couple people. Turned out it was super weaponized, like he said. They tried to burn patsies. Are they going to try to say now he's behind the flu as it comes out it's weaponized? So that's how close to these issues he is. That's how informed he is. And he makes that point in his affidavit. Last time I contacted the FBI, I warned them about the impending anthrax attacks 1 week before the first mailings were announced in the press, or Horowitz recalled. It took them 6 months to respond. When they did, they made me a suspect in the mailings. This time I'm writing to the Justice Department a month before the deadliest genocide in history. I'm praying they'll take kindly to my appeal to investigate PNYC and court-ordered injunction to stop vaccinations for public protection. Now, I feel bad because I'm so focused on making fall of the Republic. I'm so focused on all these other issues that Dr. Horowitz has been trying to get a hold of me for a week and a half. That's how busy I've been with the whole Charlie Sheen 9/11 operation, exposing that we've launched. Every phone call last week to Michael Chertoff on C-SPAN was saying it was an inside job. Totally, the whole cover-up's imploding there. But I apologize, Dr. Horowitz, and I'm very honored that he tried to reach out to us first for this. I'm going to have to give you my personal cell, Doc. I'm sorry. But I said in the first hour, this is the bravest thing I've ever seen, what you're doing, because I know you go through tremendous hell to do something like this and to lay out this detailed scientific affidavit that it doesn't have page numbers. What is it? Looks like 45, 50 pages long when we printed it out. And I just salute your courage. It's this type of maverick courage and this type of piercing discernment and understanding that may save humanity. And I have no doubt the Creator's working through you, Dr. Horowitz. And we're all praying for you right now, sir, and your team.
Well, thank you. I so much love you, what you do, and love you, and greatly appreciate what you're doing and have been doing. And I think that it's time that we come together as a family to simply stop the genocide, stop the insanity, the hypocrisy, this lunacy that's operating under the guise of public health and national security. And I think we're starting to win, I'm telling you, because the doctors out there who are wise, they are not going to take the flu vaccines, and they're not going to give it to their patients. And I think what we're going to start together and continue together is a whole evolution in consciousness towards what true health care reform should reflect, not this poisoning of the population.
Okay, sir, I want to start before we get to the new bombshell info and new developments you're saying are going to come out Wednesday. I hope we can break that here. You told me you've sent me the info. It's now in my email. But as much as you can tell us about that today, what's coming up on Wednesday. But first, let's walk through the anthrax detailed, precise prediction that you made on public record. What's currently happening with the current H1N1 vaccine, the virus itself, where that's going, and then now your affidavit and the bombshell info, and then the new info that's coming out.
Well, you know, I think the title of InfoWars and InfoWars.com really says it all. My area of expertise primarily, besides I'm very, very knowledgeable in infectious diseases, I'm very knowledgeable in genetics, and the whole concept I would love to have everybody understand is electrogenetics and bioenergetics and how we can free ourselves from pharmaceutical intoxication and evolve our planet into some sane semblance of what real health care is really about, not disease care, not disease induction through vaccination, intoxication, and chemical poisonings. We've got to stop that, but the bottom line is InfoWars. You see, that's really what this is about. Behavioral science, believe it or not, is the most powerful of all the sciences. My Harvard Master's in Public Health is in behavioral science. Media, health education, health promotion, persuasion, technologies, research, and development. That was my principal training. I've published in the scientific literature in that field. And so when I watch TV and when I watch the news, I pick up stuff that most people don't. And that's what primarily gives me an indication of what I should be investigating.
Because you were trained, I guess, with a degree to be one of their propagandists. You understand their program.
Well, I was trained not to be one of their propagandists. I was trained in the art of propaganda. I was trained in the art
of... That's what I mean. You went to the best school they've got in this whole medical system for the whole thought system.
I can tell you my training is really excellent. I'm very thankful for the professors that I had and the opportunities that I've had by the grace of the Creator. But I can tell you that when I was able to discern and predict the anthrax scam by watching the news, I literally watched in stunning, you know, awe at how the Bayer Corporation that was on the verge of bankruptcy was wielding the mainstream media, and there were some powerful political forces working to engage the media that were now within fluscam.com, on the website fluscam.com, the affidavit that you mentioned, and you've linked it to Infowars.com, thank you, because this now is exposing the heart of the global beast. It is a trust that wields the mainstream media. And whether you're talking about 9/11, whether you're talking about the inside job of 9/11, and who pulled the buildings, and how it was arranged, and who then manipulated the media and the mass mind following 9/11, or whether you're currently talking about healthcare reform and how it's all being manipulated through the mainstream media, and then you bring it into the domain of the flu and the swine flu, where these viruses came from, who's making the money, who's manipulating the mass mind. That's what the affidavit is all about, and that's what the expose is all about, using hard, cold, documented facts. And essentially, I think it's not just been filed by me now. I've been so busy over the last 48 hours preparing notarized copies for people all over the United States to be filing this affidavit and be on behalf of their efforts. And again, there are many, many discrepancies between the attorneys. One says one thing, one recommends something else. You know, the sad reality is that we have such a system of injustice and dysfunction within our judicial system that really goes to the very heart of where your, you know, civil suits and your federal suits are blocked because it's so dysfunctional. We can't even get a consensus among a team of attorneys. We're working with the top constitutional attorneys in the United States, and they're just delaying because they don't know what to do. Well, at any rate, we the people have got to get the message out whatever way possible, and the affidavit is simply my best effort to support everybody out there that's trying to get an injunction against the FDA, against the health authorities in the various states. Tomorrow here in Laguna Beach, we're confronting the health department as well as the school administrators. The sad reality is currently where I'm sitting right now, I have a daughter in a public school, and the Parents Teachers Association is meeting tomorrow night in an effort to advance the Homeland Security, the Biopreparedness Administration. In other words, the parents are now being engaged in the administration of vaccinations and or quarantines.
The entire population is being co-opted, and I've now confirmed Applied Digital Solutions, we're going to cover this in a few minutes, has now gotten the patent for, quote, implanting people who've been triaged or vaccinated. So they decide not to treat you, you get an implantable chip. Or if you've had the vaccine, you get a chip to prove that you've gone along with this. That is in my stack here. So this is just amazing. But I want to get into that coming up. Dr. Horowitz, let's go back to those 4 points, though, in detail. First off, give us the play-by-play with the anthrax prediction, then the FBI visiting you, and what you said at your home and office to them about here's who did it, and then later your evidence was proven correct.
Well, what happened was, again, I was sitting home watching the news. This was two weeks following 9/11, and I was watching Peter Jennings on ABC, and he ended his Wednesday night broadcast saying, quote, "Tomorrow we're going to study anthrax. Tomorrow we're going to have a look at anthrax. We're going through your fears one by one, day by day. Good night." And so I go, whoa, man, I got to tune into this because I've been studying anthrax for about 3 years. And so the next night was an infomercial, a half an hour infomercial for Bayer Corporation Cipro. Cipro was a totally toxic drug. It was the only drug speciously selected by the FDA
So you were seeing the pre-advertising for the attack that was coming, a huge promotion of this helps you with anthrax, and you're going, why would anybody need that? That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, because literally you could go to Italian food restaurants, eat a lot of garlic, and be protected against anthrax. You didn't need to take Cipro at a cost of $700 for a 60-day supply that was neurotoxic, and it was obvious that it had never been tested.
And you said
children.
It was neurotoxic at the time. That's now admitted, and Japan's banned it.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the same thing we see over and over and over again. Look at Limerix. Look at the Lyme vaccine. It was totally toxic. We knew it was going to cause 25-26% of the people that got it is going to suffer from Lyme disease after getting it. We saw the same thing coming with Vioxx, hideously toxic. And so the same thing right now with the squalene and the adjuvant additives within the flu vaccine, totally untested. The reports are coming in. The governments are issuing reports to neurologists saying, be on the lookout for tremendously increased caseloads of Guillain-Barré neurological impairments and autoimmune diseases following the flu vaccine. So we know what's going to happen. You've got to be an absolute idiot not to know how toxic these vaccines are.
And we're going to get into the vaccines, but specifically, I want to go through those 4 points. We've got you for another 45 minutes. Dr. Horowitz, then the FBI doesn't listen to you at the time, though, when you first try to warn them. Then they show up months later.
Yeah, I mean, it's total hypocrisy because they were advertising $1 million reward for anybody that would give them the information necessary to apprehend the varmints. And what I did was I led them to the Battelle Memorial Institute in West Jefferson, Ohio, which is a one-stop shopping mall for anything military and biological weapons. I also led them to the anthrax ace, William Patrick III, CIA operative, number one bioweapons developer for anthrax, and the Russian dissident defector, Alibakov, Ken Alibak, alias. He was working with the CIA, and the CIA's project was called Clear Vision. All of that came out ultimately mostly by my prodding. William Broad of the New York Times did us a favor. I hounded him to expose the Battelle Memorial Institute. So even in the New York Times, he came out with Clear Vision being the CIA operation by which the anthrax that was totally unique, just like this H1N1, is completely unique. I'm telling you, there's no possible way that it was anything but a laboratory creation, and any fool will know. How else could you possibly get an Asian chicken virus recombined with a Mexican swine pig virus, recombined with a dead corpse from 1918 Spanish flu virus, recombined with what's going on right now with a normal flu, into the population, have it infect two children initially in Southern California, living 100 miles apart, that never met each other. Then a couple days later, they never went to Mexico. Mexicans didn't come visit them. Suddenly you've got the same, totally unique, never before seen, extraordinary virus out in Mexico.
Well, sir, what about foot and mouth in 2001? It pops up in over 30 locations from Scotland to Cornwall, from the south of England to the north, in the same two-day period, and there's laboratory people there, part of Porton Down as part of an anti-zoological bioterrorism drill. We said clearly they planted it. They used it to kill 4 million cows, 8 million sheep that didn't even have it, bring in biological tyranny and control, and then 2 years later they admitted, okay, the government accidentally released it from Porton Down Bioweapons Lab, then they killed Dr. David Kelly to shut him up about it.
Right, and then most of the public don't know. When I published the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, 3 months before 9/11, and I showed you that the Tyson Corporation was operating using biological weapons in order to literally conduct industrial espionage and sabotage. They were literally infecting the chickens in Asia with H1N1. That's the first time the world learned about H1N1.
We know the CIA over and over again would release bacteria, viruses, and insects, even in the 50s, in places like Guatemala.
Absolutely.
That's declassified.
Absolutely, yeah. So, what we've done is we've exposed the heart of the beast with hard, cold documents that really are compelling and that we we ask everybody to go to the fluscam.com website, read the affidavit, make copies of it. If you have people that can bring injunctions and or lawsuits against those who are perpetrating this fraud and literal genocide, it is definitely not a term that we're used sensationally. If you look up the word, what does genocide mean? And it's such a sad thing that we, in America, we don't want to talk about the genocide
that's
happening
here. Give
people
the definition.
The definition is, quote, the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology, end quote, Webster's Dictionary. So this is what's going on. You've got all three. You've got, number one, you've got money being made by the drug industrials. We're going to talk about, and like the affidavit shares with you and shows you, hard document proves, the Rockefeller cartel from the partnership from New York City is engaged in a global cartel that is wielding the mass media.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back. I'm going to sit back, go through your affidavit in detail. When I read your affidavit, it was all clicking. Because it was the same Rockefeller partnership with New York that controlled the Port Authority and the towers that leased it to Silverstein. And then when I got to the end of your affidavit, you made that point. So we were on the same page. As I was reading it last night, I knew what was going to be next because I knew the information. And that's when you know something's accurate, is when you can separately verify it because you already know it.
And I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available or call 866-457-1801. GrafUnderSafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com. Today or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
From the Berkey guy who brought you the Berkey Light water purification specials and the KDF shower filter, now comes the newest Berkey water purification system, the Go Berkey Kit. This latest stainless steel Berkey includes everything you need to take your Berkey on the go. The Go Berkey Kit is a 1-quart stainless steel Berkey. It's perfect for the outdoors, office, work, camping, and emergency use. This new Go Berkey kit comes with one black Berkey element with a short stem, a sport Berkey water bottle, plus a convenient vinyl carrying case, all for only $139 with free shipping. The Go Berkey kit is easy to set up and can purify up to 1.5 gallons of water per hour. Get your new Go Berkey kit now by calling the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or shop online now at GoBerkeyKit.com. That's GoBerkeyKit.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Regular Army and National Guard are running checkpoints with police dogs barking at women and children all over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, ahead of the world's criminal rulers. The G20 arriving in 2 days. I'm sending a crew. Okay, Dr. Horowitz, continuing, sir, with the points you were making to me during the break, let's get into your affidavit in detail, the proof, the facts. You've got the history of the Rockefellers. They're always involved in this. And then where we go from there. Go ahead.
So, again, the heart of the beast is in New York City. And the Rockefeller Trust is engaged with the world's most powerful men on Wall Street, and especially the media. The people that wield the media and the mass mind are heavily engaged in the trust that is the most powerful biotechnology trust in the world. It's really these are the people that literally make the markets for healthcare. They make and break markets. These are the people that are suppressing the alternative natural remedies, the Codex Alimentarius legislation. These are the people that have created the markets. Of course, you've seen the security market after 9/11 and all this terrorism. All this is how they operate to create the markets to advance their financial as well as political agendas. So who are they? Well, now they have some names. And in terms of the politicians that are involved, gee whiz, you've got obviously John Holdren, who's calling for depopulation through vaccinations in his early book, where he's working with Barack Obama. And so the question becomes, all right, you've been talking about Council on Foreign Relations and those members of that. You've been talking about Henry Kissinger, the connections to Nelson Rockefeller. Well, here is, for the first time, really hard, cold documents that show the intimate relationships between Rockefeller cronies and literally this H1N1 swine flu fright, which is a complete fraud. So I can go, I mean, like you say, it's an extremely lengthy affidavit.
Boil down the basics of how you put this together, who the key players are.
Well, honestly, by the grace of the Creator, it all came together. The main players are, first of all, in the U.K., so much of it is coming through Britain. You have to understand that most of the mainstream media, cable vision, is Rupert Murdoch. People don't know, but we're now exposing. For example, Murdoch's mother, a 100-year-old lady, is intimately connected with the Queen of England. His daughter is, and his mother is actually still running right now, the place where H1N1 swine flu vaccines are being tested right now on babies and children and pregnant women. And his daughter, likewise, is running this in Australia. So we have a lot of people in Australia right now, as the Australian government and the English, British government and the United States and Canada are advancing this genocide under the guise of public health and protection against H1N1. What you've got is media mogul Rupert Murdoch, hideously engaged, intimately, his entire family is engaged in the vaccine development and research itself. That's a stunning revelation. Rupert Murdoch is co-director. He is a co-director. David Rockefeller founded the Partnership for New York City, which is this trust that's conducting genocide. Rupert Murdoch is a co-director of that. And when you start to research that, that's when everything started to unravel. If you start to go into Partnership for New York City and you see the biotechnology companies and the vaccine industrialists that are engaged with them, man, oh, man, it's like the who's who of Wall Street and mainstream media intimately engaged in this process of healthcare
reform.
So they're
not just the main advertisers. It's the owners of the media involved. You know, the Rockefeller Foundation pushed all the cancer virus research in the 20s and 30s. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.